Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars, test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower, and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
The cattle market closed under pressure today. We were down about 80 to a dollar in the feeder cattle futures. December live cattle were up 37, but from that point on back, everything was lower, 30 to 60 lower. We did have, on last Friday morning, we had a cold storage and a cattle on feed report. The numbers were on feed as of December 1st were 99% of the previous year. The expectations were 98.6, so maybe just a little bit more on feed. Placements in November were 115%, only 113.3% expected, so more than expected placed in the month of November. And then marketed was also higher by about half a percentage at 117%. We were looking for 116.5%. So it was considered maybe just a little bit bearish or neutral. Of course, the market didn't really react all that differently. And then on the cold storage, we're at 531.4 million pounds of beef. That's 4% higher than last year, just slightly lower than last month, about 1.5 million pounds less than where we were last month at this time, or 0.2%. So just marginally different than last month. But on this last 30 days, it did shrink just a little bit.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain futures today were stronger in all the categories. Corn was 7 to 9 cents higher. Soybeans 20 to 26 higher. Then Kansas City was about 11 higher. And Chicago wheat 13 to 14 cents higher. It just seemed like there was a short covering here. There's some ideas that the weather patterns in South America, Brazil and Argentina over the next 30 to 60 days, could go either direction, but they're talking maybe a little bit of dryness, and that could impact what we're doing here. There's also talk that as we wind down 2016, what the hedge funds will do in terms of their rebalancing. Will they add to their long position in soybeans? Will they get out of short wheat and get long? It's always that the topic this time of year and what the hedge funds will do. Very hard to predict, though, long term. It's also kind of a lower volume. We did have a lot of volume, but it wasn't a little bit lower than average. And I think that with this being the last week of the year and sandwiched in between Christmas and New Year's, that could possibly be taking some attention away. Exports this morning were good for wheat, though. 521,000 metric tons. We were looking for 300 to 500, so a little bit better than expected. Beans were in the middle of the range at 1.7, and corn was on the high end at 970,000. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.